It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
The police!
When Ham the astroturf said, no more space flights! Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's the poster child for no cloning. Paul LaVoy!
All right, thank you very much, Kid Rock. Monday, February 23rd, 2026. Brother Jim Russell.
Yes.
I didn't even remind you there was a show today.
I know, isn't that amazing?
I'm proud of
that
you.
That even came for the right time.
Ginkgo biloba has kicked in.
Yeah, I know. Boy, just wait. When we go back to 11, I'll need to be retrained.
Do you know who the other guest is today at the bottom of the hour?
No.
Ah, so, okay. Yes. It would be the fourth Monday guest, who is also a county supervisor.
Uh-huh.
And a former gunnery sergeant.
Uh-huh.
But a lifetime Marine.
Yes.
Oh, I know who that is.
Couldn't be Sonny.
Sounds like three clues right there, right?
Couldn't be Sonny.
Sonny Boralli will be in at the bottom of the hour. But for right now, we're talking Lincoln Day dinner for this Saturday, the District 3 Republicans Lincoln Day dinner, right? Did I get that right, Luana?
That is correct.
Cool. Luana Gillette, our guest, past director for the District 3 Mojave County Republican Central Committee, and Dinah Lutz. Not Diana.
It's Dinah.
Dinah with an
yes,
H.
Yes.
Old school.
Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's also in the Old Testament, I found out. So Dinah Lutz is here. She is a volunteer with Mojave County Republican Central Committee and a former director.
Yes.
So we have two former directors in the House.
And yes. Dinah is in charge of the Lincoln Day dinner this
yes.
year.
Oh, that's a big task.
It's all on me.
Why aren't you home cooking?
Yeah. Right. All right.
Glad perfect. I don't have to do that.
Perfect. And this year's Lincoln Day. Who was the speaker this year for the Lincoln Day dinner?
We have two amazing speakers this year.
Two?
Two, yes. The first one is Ben Berkwam. And he is a TV host and national correspondent for Real America's Voice.
Oh, okay.
And he is best known for documenting anti-ICE movements in Minneapolis and Chicago. He's a boots-on-the-ground guy. He's there in person. He's known for his political activism at college campuses like Berkeley and Fresno State. And, you know, he did a lot of what Charlie Kirk used to do, but a long time ago. And he's very good at communicating political thoughts and ideas about today's hostile climate in these areas.
Right,
the
right.
second speaker we have is Alex Colladan, and he's running for Secretary of State. As we know, this is a very important position coming up this year. Alex is an attorney. He's currently a House representative. And he is known for, in 2024, he took Adrian Fontes to court for refusing to comply with the National Voter Registration Act and won. He's also sponsored an election reform package that created legally binding rules for validating early voters and updated requirements for audit logs for election systems. He sat on the, in 2023, the Election Senate Committee. He was pivotal in that. And he's also chaired the Select Committee on Election Integrity following the Florida-style voting systems, working to pass security measures that would speed up election results. You know, Florida processes their election results and has them by that night.
That night, right.
Yeah.
And that's what they're trying to do here.
Absolutely.
The big holdup being the votes that are being counted on election day that should have been counted before 7 p.m. or that weekend before election day. I guess the cutoff, they're trying to make it 7 p.m. the Friday before, right? For the ballots that are walked in to the county recorder's office.
And actually, early voting does end the Friday before.
Right.
So it's not unreasonable that they couldn't do that.
But it's the ballots that are able to be dropped off, the mail-in ballots that are hand-dropped at the polling places that are the problem.
Yes.
Because there's hundreds of thousands of them, from what I understand.
Even the people who get their ballots by mail very often take them to the polling place and drop them in.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. They just have to learn that they can't do it on election day.
Well, I think they still can.
Well, they can, but they can't.
But the Save Act will change all that if a couple of senators off their tushes, you know?
Right, because right now what happens, if you take your ballot that you got in the mail in and put it in on election day, it is not counted. It is not counted with the regular count that they're doing.
No, not with the regular count.
Right.
It becomes provisional.
Right.
Yes, which is the problem, because then you have signature verification and this verification and that verification.
Right, and it takes time.
I'm just trying to... The thing I don't understand, okay, I'm going to editorialize here. You have 3 weeks to vote, folks. If you can't get it done or stand in line, what's the problem? Obviously, there's a motivational problem here, right?
Yes.
So, anyway, let's talk about, you have special guests as well. You have Paul Gosar, Leo Biasucci, John Gillette, who was on the program this past Friday.
Yeah, we've learned that John Gillette will be unable to attend.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, I know. He's got some other commitments. Uh-huh. But we will have Paul, Leo in there as well.
What about Hildy?
Hildy will be there as well. Jody Segesser is the MCRCC chair. And then,
I know how to say that name, too.
I know. It took me a while.
Yeah.
But our MC will be Sonny Borelli.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
So we'll have a full night of entertainment.
It's going to be a full circle here on the show, too.
Absolutely.
I'm going to ask Sonny what hijinks he has in store for the Lincoln Day dinner. But $125 per person, general admission. Is that all that's left?
No, we have some VIPs left, too.
Okay.
The VIP is something unique this year. It's $175, and it includes a VIP reception that starts at 4, in which you will have private time on the balcony at Chagrou's with the speakers, as well as hors d'oeuvres, photo op, and just some private time for inspiring conversation.
Right.
Very good.
Limited. How many seats are available? How many of those VIP passes are available right now?
I would imagine there's about 8 left that I'm aware of.
Is that the Jody question? Is that who I should be texting right now?
Yeah. I don't have the... We get a lot of flood of last-minute people, so I don't have current numbers, but we're working on that.
Well, we generally sell out and sometimes even push the limits at Chagrou's. So Tom's always happy with us.
So all I get from Jody right now is the same flyer that I have right here.
Yeah.
But now it's in my phone.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Limited availability on the VIP. Folks, if you have a question, give us a call, 928-854-5687, or you can text at 928-727-5566. And you can get your tickets online this year?
Yes. So if you go to MojaveCountyGOP.com, we have them online.
Nice.
Also, you can call the office at 928-855-8006 to get tickets. And what we can do is, because it is late, it is Saturday, we can leave the tickets at will call. So it's not like you have to go anywhere. You can do it online, or you can do it over the phone.
Okay.
Very good.
And if you call the office, we will call you back and do a credit card transaction over the phone.
Perfect. You told me she was going to be nervous. What happened?
She's not nervous.
Not at all.
Hey, listen, Paul, do I know how to pick them up?
You do. The District 3 headquarters, the phone number, 928-855-8006. Perfect. 928-855-8006. Or you can go in person, 2176 McCulloch, number 2, suite number 2. So But there's a live auction also.
Oh, that is the killer. We have so many good things this year.
I just noticed the logo on the side of the live auction item. The big live auction item. The gun.
The gun.
Yes. There's a Doge logo.
That's a separate raffle.
Oh, it is. It's the gun raffle separate. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, plus I just bought the winning ticket.
Yeah,
I did, yeah.
That's a Glock.
That's what they all said.
Yeah, I don't want to let out the secret.
Let's talk about the other items, though.
Yes. We have raffle baskets, but then we have a live auction. And we have some really unique pieces in here. We have our typical golf packages. We have a luxury escape at the London Bridge Resort. But we have a unique pendant donated by Sanchez Hawkins. We have art pieces. One is a lava fire, frozen fire art, and it's home decor, as well as a large lapis. And then we have, of course, the ultimate party cart. As much booze as you could possibly drink. And then we have like a collector for, we have things for the home.
What is a lapis besides a pencil in Spanish?
I think it's a stone.
Oh,
it's a
it
stone.
Is. Oh, okay.
Yeah, lapis.
Oh,
it's
blue, I didn't know that.
It's blue lapis.
Okay.
And it's a stone, but it's like a rock.
You guys didn't know that, did you? Lapis?
Yes, I knew it.
In Spanish.
Beautiful. It's brilliant blue.
Wow.
It is stunning.
Nice.
My husband wants to bid on it.
I wonder who he wants that for.
I don't know. He has a place that he wants to display it in the house.
Perfect.
So.
All right.
Well, one of the things that we've got on there that I just love and I may bid on myself is the pontoon boat rental.
Really?
Yes. So you get a pontoon
boat.
Tell
me about it. Mm-hmm.
And then we also have someone else who has donated.
Yeah, we've changed that.
You've changed it?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
No, we don't have that. Sorry.
You got to come on in.
I know. So, she's got an old form.
So what did you change it to?
It didn't pan out.
Oh, okay. It's they not did. Part of the London Bridge Resort?
No. This was a private person.
Okay. We'll see how it works. They'll save it for next time.
Yeah.
We'll, we'll clip this out and we'll put it on the next time.
Darn, and I wanted to bid on that.
Oh, no. So tell me about the resort vacation or staycation.
We have at London Bridge Resort, we have golfing, we have Martini Bay, and we have staying 2 nights and 3 days.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is a nice package, actually.
Yeah, with a $100 gift card for Martini Bay.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
Very good.
Yeah.
And I don't have to buy it. Never mind. I'm not going to say. That was a bad joke, Paul. He's going to be on tomorrow's show. Anyway, so what about the gun raffle? This one right here.
It's a separate raffle.
Tell me about that. The one Jim's going to win.
Yes.
That one.
Yeah, describe my gun.
Yes. The gun raffle is a gold, what is called
Glock 9.
Glock 9mm, and it's gold. It's beautiful. And it's the Doge gun. On one side of the handle, it's got Trump's face. And on the other side, it's got Elon Musk's face.
Did you know about that part when you bought tickets?
I'm looking at the beautiful illustration of it right here in the promotional flyer.
So the tickets are going fast. We've sold a lot of them. Yeah. It's very popular. And it's $5 a ticket or 5 for 20.
Okay.
And we're selling them in advance. And what we have left, we'll sell at the night of the party.
Hmm.
And Michael Allen, now I know this one for sure because I picked it up.
Oh, boy.
Michael Allen has given us another wonderful painting, and it's like a mirage, I think.
It's a modern minimalist art, and I describe it like desert sand. So sand. It'll go in any home decor.
Wow.
Very flexible.
Yeah.
Cool.
Beautiful.
They are good supporters of the community, so.
Well, they are definitely.
Yes.
Well, then I guess I'm going to have to bid on the ultimate party cart.
What is that? What is the ultimate party cart again?
The booze cart.
It is a wheelbarrow full of booze.
Do we know what kind of booze?
Yeah, all kinds of booze. Wine, whiskey, everything.
Okay.
Everything.
Anything
after the
anything
first
but
bottle,
scotch for me.
After the first bottle, who cares?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Anything but scotch for me. I'm good. No scotch.
No scotch. Well, I'm sure there's scotch in there.
No, thank you. You can have my scotch.
Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a short break. We're going to play one for the veterans right here. Luke Combs, Even Though I'm Leaving. And our guests, of course, are Luana Gillette and Dinah Lutz from the Mojave County Republican Central Committee. They're, what, London Bridge? Is it District 3?
Yes.
District 3 Republicans. Duh. It's a District 3 Lincoln Day dinner. Come on, Paul, wake up.
Well, we're also London
Bridge. Well, it is Monday. Yes. Takes me a minute to wake up on Mondays, right? Brother Jim?
Yeah, I think every day.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Brother Jim, did you have an event this weekend?
No. Still recovering from rockabilly and fireworks.
Yeah, he had two events at one time.
Two very large.
On the same weekend. Yeah, very large.
Yeah.
He had to split you and Steve up.
Yes.
It was so large.
Yes.
That's funny. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie, 928-854-5687. Or text us at 928-727-5566. Or maybe you have a question for Sonny Borelli, who's coming in at the bottom of the hour. District 3 County Supervisor Sonny Borelli. And you want to text the question in, 928-727-5566. I got a question I want to text in. When is the speed zones going to be down for the medians that they're working on right now? Man, I came back into town from Laughlin yesterday, and I'm doing 35 miles an hour on a road meant to go 60, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 55. But I do 60.
Could those medians,
or 65.
Could those medians be possibly any more trouble than they've been so far?
I don't know, man.
My
I don't.
God.
I think they're going to.
Whose right idea was that?
They're supposed to bevel them. Well, it's a safe public safety issue because there were so many accidents drifting from, you know, one side to the other.
Now they just go over the medium and
get airborne.
Yeah,
land on top of the car.
You ruin your front end before you get into a head-on, right? Is that it? Back with more in a moment. Stay with. Oh, look who just joined us. The room just got a little bit more rowdy. What's that? It got brighter because he's sunny.
Oh.
That's what he says. All right. Well, my parents would argue that. They always said, you're not our son because you're so bright. Back with more. Stay with us.
That was positive.
On Speak Out. It wasn't. I know. It was a beat down as a child, man.
Okay.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Just cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me and you can't see me.
You know, I think we need a little bit more of that on this America 250 year of celebration, right?
The 250.
Yeah, we're pushing that here big time at KNTR Talk, as well as KJJJ, Nash 102.3, and on KNTR Sports. So you'll hear some Fox News segments hosted by, it's Bill, is it Hemmer? Bill Hemmer?
Bill Hemmer.
Yeah, he's hosting them, different points in our history as a nation. And I think you'll find them really interesting, 60 seconds long. And, we're big proponents here of America 250. So it's kind of why I wanted to play that right at the beginning of the week, right?
Very good.
All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by City Maytag, of course, the sponsor of this very room, the Speak Out Kitchen with no sink, or toy sink if you want to count it.
We're sort of retiring.
We're going to retire the sink?
Yeah.
Well, it's not plumbed yet, so it's perfect.
It'll be easy.
Find City Maytag at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue, also by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. By Mojave Electric Cooperative, by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Blonzi Steakhouse. Did you go there for breakfast?
No, been too busy, unfortunately. But they do have the best breakfast in town.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They've got a pizza now. It's the Bomlet Pizza. It's a chicken fried steak pizza. It's like an omelet on a pizza. It's very cool. And A&B Propane, ABPropaneAZ.com. In fact, the owner of Blonzi's showed me that. She goes, look at this. It's another secret menu item. They're becoming just like that hamburger joint, you know, that has the secret menu. So there you go. I'm not going to name them, though. They don't sponsor the program. All right, we're back with Luana Gillette and, of course, Dinah Lutz, and we're talking about the Lincoln Day Dinner this Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
Tickets still available.
Yes. Just barely.
Just barely.
Yes, we do have some.
You always do that.
Yes, we do.
He comes on the show, and we don't have hardly any tickets left, and then I call you, like, the next day, and you're sold out, right?
Yeah, you guys do a great job.
Plus, we're sponsored. Radio Central is a sponsor, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Is the program made yet?
Yes.
Oh, it's already made.
Yeah.
I want to see where our sponsorship is.
Yeah, it's in there. For sure.
It's a business card ad, right?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. So what's needed this election season, especially especially after? Wow, that's nice. Right at the top of the page.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
What's needed from Republicans, especially after the primary, when we go into the general, vote.
Yes, vote.
Just
that's
vote.
The biggie.
Sonny votes early because he's afraid if something happens to him before Election Day, at least his votes count.
Right.
Well, I'm like, isn't that like a dead person voting, though?
The thing of it is, even though Trump is not on the ballot,
yes,
his whole program is on the ballot. And we have to vote just like he was on the ballot. So everybody has to get out and vote.
And in a timely manner.
Yes.
Well, it's very important that they vote in the primary. We have typically low voter turnout in the primary, and that's where we elect our municipal positions, like city council, mayors, and our representatives who are advanced to the general.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important people engage into the primary. And that's one of the things that our community outreach effort for the District 3, is to communicate with the voters and encourage them to participate in the electoral process, mm-hmm. and explain to them the significance of that.
I'm part of the problem, by the way, Luana. I'm a PND.
I know you tell me that. I don't know.
Drives
about
Jody crazy.
I don't know about these.
Absolutely drives her crazy.
Well, I can understand that you want to stay neutral for your audience.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Yeah. You mean that one will do?
No, it drives me crazy because Republicans seem to never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. And there's all the, you know, Republicans are really good at eating their own, aren't they? Are they or aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Democrats are like in lockstep.
Yes.
That's the problem I have is Republicans beat each other up in the primary, and then you get to the general, and, you know, there's nothing left but the bones to pick.
That unfortunately is true. However, it was nice to see that some people are dropping out of the race.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, right. Were you happy about that?
I was very happy about that because my favorite, of course, is Andy Biggs.
Right. So now you've got to work on Schweikert, right?
Yeah. I mean, we can't get him to
Biggs
lead.
Biggs has a very big lead.
Yes.
Pardon the pun. It's you know, 16, 18 points from what I understand.
Yeah.
So Schweikert's either got to...
Well, Mojave County loves Andy Biggs.
Right.
And we have a big sway these days.
So, again, the Lincoln Day Dinner... Freedom Gala. Is it gala or gala?
I think it's gala.
Yeah.
Gala?
But I've heard it pronounced both ways.
Okay. Lincoln Day Dinner Freedom Gala this Saturday night, February 28th, 5 p.m. Arizona time, Chagrus Bridgeview Room.
And they have until Wednesday morning to buy tickets.
Oh. Okay. But you can buy them online.
Yes.
MojaveCountyGOP.com.
Yeah. Or call the office, and we will get back with them if we're not there to... arrange an online purchase, and they can get them at will call.
Okay.
But Wednesday morning's the deadline.
Perfect. We've got the guest speaker on deck over here. What about the guest speaker, the MC?
MC.
Master of Ceremony.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That makes him a master gunnery sergeant of ceremonies. Got that one right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that there are going to be some other people that are going to be attending, like Ron Gould is going to be there. And Ganuccio, Mike Ganuccio, mm-hmm. who's running for the House.
Right.
He's going to be there.
Rich Lettman will be there.
Rich Lettman will be there?
Yes, he will.
He's going to be on the show next month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rich stirring it up, let me tell you, especially with that airport authority up in Bullhead.
Yes.
Holy cow. Yeah. No, Rich is doing a good job. He's doing a great job. So, anybody else? Hildy?
Hildy will be there.
Yes.
David Diaz?
Yes.
Right. And, of course,
Our mayor will be there.
Of course, Jody Segesser, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. We are going to take our second break of the hour. And, ladies, thanks for being here, as always.
Yes. And we look forward to everybody coming.
If you think she's ornery, wait till you meet my next guest.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take our second break of the hour. Thanks, ladies. Again, MojaveCountyGOP.com. Buy your tickets online. You have until Wednesday.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, and the food is going to be great. It's
oh,
cruise.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, and it's true. And they have a choice.
Of course.
And they have a selection between filet or halibut.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh.
I would get filet just for the halibut.
Just painful.
Saying. All right. We'll be back with more in a moment. 928-854-5687. If you want to talk to Sonny Borelli, coming up next, District 3 County Supervisor. Stay with us. We'll be right back. American soldier. We're back on Speak Out. You got to keep it like all American today. I can't remember. Who were we supposed to play rodeo-wise, Mr. Borelli?
Jerry Jeff Walker.
Yeah,
man.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right. I'll get you. The rodeo song, right?
That's right.
Got to get some yodeling in there.
Yeah, but this is a good song.
This is a great song. Yeah. Lady A, or as I like to call him, Lady Antebellum, right? You brought me some books. We're going to talk about those in a minute.
Yeah.
I've got three hardback books right here on the Speak Out table. In the kitchen with no sink. Mm-hmm. Right, Jim?
Yes.
You've been quiet today.
I'm just recovering from the events.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
He had two events in 1 week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's insane.
Big time.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, WARMSEA, of course, in Bullhead City, Springburg Wealth Management by the chair, by Laughlin Ranch, also Mojave College, SamsGuns.com, solar power by Esme Electric, by Dorita's Place and Legacy Rehab and Care. And don't forget to buy local or it's...
Bye-bye local.
That's
bye
right.
Bye. Exactly
bye
right.
Bye-bye local. It doesn't work.
No.
Sorry, Everly Brothers.
No, that was terrible.
I know.
That's why I think Sonny was right about the drum and singing.
She plays the drums, so she doesn't sing. Yeah.
I used to sing and play drums. But anyway, I digress. All right, District 3 Mojave County Supervisor Sonny Borelli in the house. Always good to see you.
Great to be here.
The only man with the more perfect hair than me with a headset on.
It's because I've had 67 years of training.
Is that what it is? You got like Jimmy Johnson hair, man. The football coach?
Yeah.
Hairspray and all that?
No, I don't use the hairspray.
No?
No.
Does it blow in the wind or anything? Does it move?
No.
See?
Not even when I'm on my motorcycle.
Too funny.
That's like perfect.
It's too cool. What do you
think? I have a great barber. What can I say?
What do you think of that gun rifle?
That's a nice pistol.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got the Doge logo. I just can't picture you carrying a weapon, Jim, with a Doge logo.
Well, who knows? You know?
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. So, all right. Back to the books.
We
got books. And I'm not talking about auditing books.
No,
I'm talking about hardback, A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization by none other than our midnight host, Scott Jennings.
Right. Yeah. Excellent read.
Scott Jennings spent a year with him, from what I understand.
Yeah.
That's incredible. They're not autographed, but we do have hardback books here if you want to call in. Call me during the next break, and I can give away, I'd say one a day.
Sure.
Would do it.
Do it.
That should go fast.
Yeah.
That should go very fast. Yeah. So, did you get that with the dinner for the
Mojave I attended that, and I got my autograph, one from him, and, it was a great
event. That was at the Avi, right?
It was at the Avi, yeah.
The
Avi. They did a great job. The meal was outstanding. They had plenty of food, and it was great, buffet style, and plenty of selections, and it went very, very smooth, and had a great
great crowd that showed up. And
did you get to talk with Scott Jennings?
Yeah, I did a little bit, and
I talked with him on the radio. It was a lot of fun. He's a fun interview. Yeah. It's hard when people interview me. I know where he's coming from when, you know, you got to answer random questions from some local clown like myself, right? But that, I heard, was a very well-attended dinner.
Yeah, very well-attended.
Nice.
Very well-received. He gave away some autographed books to the staff, which is really good, especially the security detail. These guys lined up before to get their autographed book and get a picture with him. It was terrific, you know.
Nice one. Jody Segesser says, Paul, not a Democrat, PND.
Right.
That was a good one, though. Right? PND, instead of party not declared.
Yes.
That's pretty funny. All right, so on to, we were going to talk a little bit of county business, but you wanted to talk more about something going on at the state that looks to be headed for the veto stamp.
It's already gone, twice. And we're, you know, because this affects everybody, regardless of your Republican, Democrat, or PND, Paul, not a Democrat.
That's funny.
But it's a tax conformity bill. I mean, the legislature, right off the bat, drafted a conformity bill for tax conformity bill because the federal government changed the tax code and everything else. So the state legislature jumped right out front to get that done, and Hobbs vetoed it. And then, of course, they sent a second version up there, and Hobbs vetoed that. And I think her sticking points are no tax on tips, no tax on overtime. I mean, this affects, come on, no tax on tips. This affects everybody on the entry level and, our servers out there, the people that are they have a job but just over broke, not just jump out of bed. They're having a tough job, and, it's your money. It shouldn't be taxed anyway. So that and the overtime kind of thing, these are sticking points. But she's holding up everything. So here's the tax preparers. They're sitting in limbo waiting for Hobbs to come to the table and to try to get something done here for everybody. But her ideology, because it's Trump's big, beautiful bill, they're throwing that garbage at it. So once again, Hobgoblin stands in the way of the people needs.
The one big, beautiful bill.
Right.
So he likes to put that one in there because it took eight bills down to one.
Yeah.
So does that affect the car interest part of that taxation bill too?
No, because I think that one's on that one's associated with the federal government, your tax write-off. It's the state conformity part.
Okay.
That even the Department of Revenue has said, no, we have everything ready, Governor, and this is what you should do. And she, nope.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's all along party lines.
I'm so grateful that Andy Biggs is running, and I pray to God that he does become our next governor because he understands the bigger picture. Having been the president of the Senate and being in Congress too, he still has those contacts in Washington, D.C., as obviously a relationship with the president, but he understands the state level on how things need to be done, especially with the budget. He's went through the era of Napolitano and Brewer when we were hurting on money and understood that these are the priorities that we need to have done. And he's going to bring a very calm, confident, cool,
Can I clarify that a little bit? Because Napolitano had a rainy day fund and spent it on traffic speed cameras. She had a rainy day fund and spent a lot of it on those freeway speed enforcement. You remember those?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Spent a lot of money on that and then wanted to do an electronic fence on the border.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea, but not with a rainy day fund.
But
it's for a rainy day.
Yeah, but she just did that for political purposes to try to poke President Bush in the eye.
I'm just saying that was right before the Great Recession.
Yeah.
So, where'd your rainy day fund go there, Janet?
Yeah, but come on, all that was just political theater because she just wanted to blame Bush on that kind of stuff. So that was it, And it's basically Congress couldn't get the things done. But then again, hindsight being 2020, the president could have stepped up and done it because, lo and behold, we have a president that just did it.
I just thought it was highly appropriate that she was the first one thrown under the bus during the Obama administration. So that was kind of cool. Am I wrong?
Yeah, thrown under the bus. Well, I don't know. Where did she land? She landed...
No, it's Homeland Security. She's a...
she landed Homeland
Security. I think
she's
a university provost
now. Now she's on California University's...
one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Commie-fornia.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you
I think we should. Unfortunately, I think we need to take California Star off the flag. I mean, they're completely
Man,
gone. Completely
it's gotten
gone.
bad. So, all right, county business, though, I noticed that Airport Authority for Bullhead,
yeah,
getting a little more solidified now. Looks like the Bullhead City Council put one of their own on there, Gene O'Neill.
Yeah, and we put two on the board, too.
Okay.
So there's going to be some stabilization period here.
But now their bylaws say no elected officials on the board. So that's obviously got to be changed, right?
Well, we put two people from the county staff.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I see.
Yeah.
From county staff.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're on the board.
Yeah.
What else is happening with the county right now? What about Horizon 6?
It's pretty boring.
We talked
That's
about
good.
That last
boring.
Time. We're boring.
Boring.
You guys got like 8-hour meetings. That's rough, man. That's got to be a lot rougher
now,
than
Horizon
City
6, that project is moving forward. They're going to go out with bids for the booster pump and the backup booster pump and all that kind of stuff, the engineering junk like that. They
get the water up to speed, pressure.
They got to get the water pressure up to 1,000 gallons per minute to make it fire suppression.
Right,
whatever. Certified.
When does the city ever become involved in that, or is that all county?
No, unless, it's strictly county.
Because there's an MOU
with
the fire department, right?
The fire department would have to un-red tag the fire hydrants.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that the last step?
Pretty much.
Probably once they pressure test all that.
Once everything is done, then we'll be. You know, and this, here's the great benefit on this. This thing got done without raising taxes on those property owners.
Mm-hmm.
It's all being done with the state funding and some of the money out of the improvement district.
Right.
And, of course, a grant from Water Infrastructure Finance Authority. So that's going to be done. So there it is, other people's money. But it's taxpayer money, obviously. But it's not on the backs of the homeowners, the property owners there. And most importantly, they'll be able to get fire insurance. And this affects Lake Havasu City because across the street is city limits. And so if a fire started on Havasu side, it could affect this side, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So we want to make
saving the citizens a great deal of money in those insurance costs.
Exactly
and
right. Exactly.
Now, Jim, you live in the county as well, right?
Yes.
Crystal Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but Sonny is not your.
No, Supervisor Gould is.
Supervisor Gould, okay.
As District 5,
Interesting. Is it a little bit different out there compared to living in the city?
We don't have hydrants up there.
Oh, you do not?
No.
Oh, interesting.
No. All of the water is our own personal wells.
Who's your response? Desert Hills?
Yeah.
Yes.
Desert Hills Fire?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Let's see. It's the end of February already.
I know.
Yes. Wow. Jeez.
Holy cow. You guys don't meet until next Monday, right?
Right. Right.
Right. So, what else is happening with the county right now?
How's your office coming?
Well, it's through that process and went out for the request for bids and stuff like that. The request for performance, whatever they had to go out with.
You're like the John Adams of the county supervisors, man. You're like halfway in, halfway out of that house, right?
Yeah. Well,
He barely had a White House to move into.
The court needs that space that I'm in now. So eventually it'll get done. So. Hopefully it'll be done by the end of my term.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because Judge Moss are already measuring the floor plan already over there.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah. They're ready. I'm waiting for a constable to come in and give me
an
eviction notice. But,
sure.
Yeah, they need that space because they've increased their Division 8 court. So they're needing that space.
What is your plan of attack as far as the Lincoln Day dinner goes? You're going to be emceeing that.
Yeah, I'm the master of ceremonies.
Do you do any type of speeches?
No, not really. It's going to be some just kind of off the cuff commentary. I might crack a few jokes and rib a few people that's there. I don't know. We'll just see what happens.
So if they're short of budget, you could actually blame that on the governor, right? I'm kidding.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
They won't be. They won't be. They'll be fine.
No, the ladies do a great job
on
these Lincoln Day dinners.
Right,
a lot of good fundraising, a lot of stuff they raffle off and stuff like that, and got a good prizes and neat stuff, and it'll be very entertaining. We had some good speakers, and it's great.
Do you expect any other speakers to come in, like, say, a Rodney Glassman or anybody like that who might be campaigning for state office?
No, the format's already set for guest speakers, and they're not going to be doing a campaigning kind of a thing like that, so... I'm sure, obviously, Alex Caldin is going to do a little bit of pretty much a campaign stump, but, it goes with the territory.
Yeah.
I got you.
People need to hear you know, who's running and what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many is this for you? This is quite a few Lincoln Day dinners that you've done.
Yeah, let me see, like 15.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah.
So let's see, what else do we have to talk about? Haven't moved into the new office yet, obviously.
No. The new the
Are you still on college then?
Yeah, I was still in college, yeah. Yeah. Still there.
Okay.
Yeah. The agenda came out, but the backup for the agenda came out today, so we're just starting to research all the backup material on that. That's where the real reading comes into play. And
right.
Of course, you're staring at this computer screen until your eyes bleed. You know,
I do that every day. Yeah, but why should you guys be any different? What about the new county manager?
Yeah, new county manager.
Has he signed?
Yeah, he's agreed, and he's coming on board 15 March, and they'll start doing a turnover and getting up to speed on what's going on. And I think he's going to be a very steady hand that the county will need, especially new guy coming in.
Sure.
He's going to want to assess the situation. I don't anticipate him making any drastic changes. He's just going to want to most likely come in and get a feel. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, it would take a while to get familiarized
exactly.
with all of the
do
things.
Differently. We do business different here than where he came from. So it'll take him a while to get acclimated.
Where did he come from?
Illinois.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah, Illinois.
Illinois.
Yeah. So he'll be coming down here to the nice weather compared to what's going on back east.
Yeah.
Speaking of back east, Mendami, he says, people can get a job helping shovel snow. It'll be $30 an hour or $18 an hour. Actually, I think he said $30 an hour. Then it's now down to $18 an hour. Well, there was a woman, I saw this on Instagram. This woman went to apply for that one of those jobs, and they said, okay, well, you got to fill out these forms. We need two forms of ID. We need to have your Social Security card and all these kind of things and come back, you know, tomorrow. So, I mean, you have to have two forms of ID to shovel snow. But yet, you don't have to show an ID to vote. I mean, come on. You can't write this stuff. I mean,
and that's ranked choice voting there.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow. What in the world?
I don't know.
I'm hearing something. Hopefully that's not a siren. I think they're pulling some wiring in the building, and there's a little bit of... Yeah, something's going on, huh? Sonny's on alert now.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. I'm like, yeah.
Should we be under the desk?
No, I don't know. My back's against the wall. I'm looking at the door. I'm good.
Thing is, folks, be careful who you vote for. Be careful what you wish for. Because in New York City, they got exactly what they wanted.
Exactly, yeah. You knew this guy. It's like remember the old cartoons?
Yeah.
Remember the old cartoons? It was a Super Chicken.
Yeah.
His famous line was, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred, right? I'm like, look, people, he said all this stuff, and you can't figure out who's going to pay for it, and it's not going to happen. Yeah,
right.
And I saw something, this is another meme kind of thing. This guy took a pile of snow in front of his house, and he kind of painted it and carved it to look like a car.
What?
Right. So traffic enforcement went by. And they cited him for parking on a snow day.
Jeez. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Great. Because it looked like a car was covered in snow.
That's funny. Well, one problem we don't have right now in the tri-state, holy cow.
No.
We're going to have 100-degree temperatures probably by Saturday.
Yeah, and that's okay.
100.
Literally?
Yes.
We will
90s by Wednesday, 100 by Saturday.
Oh, my God.
We will be sweeping the sunshine off the pavement.
Yeah, it's very much above normal.
It's okay. It's called pool time.
Is that what it is? Is that where you get that tan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man. Here, I thought you had a tanning booth in your...
No, I went, you know, I played, well, my son plays golf. Uh-huh. I play pasture pool because I'm grazing looking for my ball. So I went with him a couple times, you know.
Wait, pasture pool?
Yeah, because I'm grazing looking for my ball.
That's funny.
And it's a good thing he's with me because he's got better eyesight because I can't see anything.
That's
too
funny, man. Yeah. All right, little Jerry Jeff Walker by request, right? Little rodeo cowboy.
Yeah, next month the pro rodeo's coming up.
Really?
March 20th, 21, 22.
That's the Stampede?
That's the Stampede. Yeah.
Perfect.
My birthday weekend, so it's perfect.
Nice.
Wow.
Mine's on Good Friday this year.
Ah.
Yeah. I'm blessed.
Yes.
What can I say?
Yes, we all are.
All right. Again, Sonny Borelli, District 3 Mojave County Supervisor, our guest. And how can people reach you, Sonny?
Well, improve your net, hire a vet. You can contact me at the county supervisor's office.
It's rope, not dope.
It's rope, not dope.
Well, I don't know about that new classification, though. Something happened with that. You know, the CBD classifications?
I haven't been paying attention to that.
You heat it up and it becomes dope.
Oh.
I don't get it either.
I don't listen to it. Good.
I'm just saying. All right. Thanks for being here.
You know, Abe Lincoln said, don't believe everything on the internet. So.
Wow.
That's quite the quote, Sonny.
Quite the quote.
And don't forget Mark Twain, if you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you read it, you're misinformed. Right.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Nice. That's more accurate, I think, than the Lincoln quote.
Yeah.
All right. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back for a final shot on Speak Out. And call me if you want one of the books, A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization by Scott Jennings. We've got him right here. I'll give you a free book. All right, we're back on Speak Out. I got about 20 seconds, Jim.
Yes.
Cal Sheehy on tomorrow.
Yes.
With Cameron Moses, councilman.
Very
and
good.
We've got Sean Barker, who is the man in black. He'll be on as well. So join us then.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.